You're the God of everything, no one like you.
You're not a man, no. You are not a man, no. You're the God of everything, no one like you.
No one like you,
no one like you, Jesus. No one like you.
Hallelujah.
For you are great, yes, you are Holy One. Walked upon the seas, you raised the dead. Reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you.
Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Are you glad that you're in the house of the Lord today? Wow, praise God. Praise the Lord. So good to see you all here this evening. We're going to have a tremendous time in the presence of God tonight. It's good to see Sister Pamando here in the service. We've not seen you for months. Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. So many of us have been missing, not because we didn't want to be in the house of the Lord, but because of all that has been happening with COVID. But thank God, God has not been locked out off of your life or my life. And one of the words of the Lord to us as we came into this season is that we're going to come out different. Amen? We're going to come out differently in greater graces, operating with a greater power, greater flow of the anointing. Amen? Hallelujah. You may be seated. You may be seated. Thank you, worship team. I'm going to need you later. Amen. I thank God for what He's going to do in our lives tonight. We've had tremendous time with the Lord the last few days, starting on Friday night with Bishop Charles Agnisare, and then with Papa Ayo Orisha Jafo. And tonight, with a great man of God, a young man that loves God, sold out to God. This is a general in the army of the Lord. And we are not only going to receive from him tonight. We, as the body of Christ, those here in this building right now, those of you in your homes, we're going to pray for him. We're going to pray for him, and we're going to pray for his wife and for his ministry. When you become this big, the enemy wants to target you with everything he can target you with. And we've done a very sloppy job praying for our leaders. We're going to pray. We're not just here to receive today. We are going to intercede. Amen? Hallelujah. At the end of this service tonight, we are going to have an anointing service. So, I know I didn't forewarn you, so you didn't bring oil. You know, we used to be able to do this at home, and you could grab your oil, your olive oil, your Johnson & Johnson oil, and whatever oil you had in your house. But today, we are going to touch you, those of you that are here, if you want to be anointed. I know there's nobody here that thinks that anybody here is going to be transferring COVID to anybody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. We're going to do social distancing. You see, your face is 6 feet away. Hallelujah. I think my arms are at least 3 feet. We're going to touch your hand like this. Glory be to God. But God is going to do something tonight for everyone here. This morning, the Lord told us that it was the time for the, what is the first word? Was override. And what was the second word? Overturn. And what was the third word? Overcome. You have been marked by God. God put these meetings together. When he put it together, he said to me, he said, I want this man, this man, this man. And every one of them were great generals. And they all said yes. Because God was saying yes for you. Hallelujah. God was saying yes to every one of you. And may we receive the yes of God as He elevates us by the authority of His word and brings about the transformation that every one of us needs. Listen, no matter how great you are, you can be greater yet. I'm not going to be satisfied with what God has done for me. I'm content. I'm not satisfied. They are two different things. And tonight, God is going to elevate you and bring you higher so you can experience something new in Him. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, tonight, I want to introduce to you a great man of God. He's a pastor of Dunamis International Gospel Center. A few years ago, and he had a great church, a mega church, but God had a plan for him. And God took him from where he was and brought him to a larger expanse. And God wants to do the same thing for every one of us here today. Praise the Lord. You're not listening over there. You're not hearing. You're just staring. God wants to take you to a larger expanse. What do you say to that? Okay. God wants to do the same thing for you, listening on Zoom, you on YouTube. God took this man and enlarged his coast. And I hear the Lord saying that He wants to do that for you too. Amen. He wants to do that for me. So He built this 100,000 plus complex that He called the Glory Dome. Hallelujah. The last time I checked, there was glory in the name of this place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are stepping into that same grace. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. May the glory of God rest upon your life. He and his wife are doctors, but God called them and raised them up by his Spirit with signs, wonders, miracles happening in their ministry. The testimonies that come forth out of this ministry are earth-shattering. If I start telling you about the testimonies that come out of this ministry right now, we will not be done. We'll keep on going on for days. And every one of them will cause your jaw to hit the floor. And that's the kind of miracle God is going to do, because you are going to be in this river tonight. Amen? No impossibilities. No impossibilities. Somebody say, no impossibilities. Hallelujah. And for us to be able to tap into this grace, we are going to do something tonight as we wrap up. For those of you who have not taken up the challenge of Papa Ayol yesterday, when he said to us to give 1,000, 500, 250, 100, I think he stopped at 100. I want you to be able to tap into this and say, God, I am tapping into the fullness of what you are doing now. Not just the people here. I'm talking to you listening online right now. You need to do this for yourself. Because we're going into days that are going to be pressure-packed. But God wants to bring us into a greater dimension. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is a long introduction, but I'm not just about introducing the man. I'm about introducing the greatness of the God that's operating in him so that you tap into it. These meetings are not just for meetings. These meetings are about you becoming all that God says you can be. Hallelujah. In your home, in your business, in your relationships. God raised this man up and he continues to dumbfound the devil because the greatness of God is operational in him and through him. The grounds where this glory dome is, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's called the Garden of the Lord. I remember the word of the Lord to us about the return to Eden. The more I'm introducing him, the more I'm hearing God making the connections. Tonight, I'm going to release him to speak to us. This is my brother, my friend, a friend of Mama and I, who met him so many years ago, and we did not know what God was doing, how God was connecting us. The Lord says, take him to dinner. Fellowship with him. We didn't know what we were doing. We're just obeying God. Mama and I took him and the wife, and we had dinner together. Still didn't know what we were dealing with. And I hear the Lord saying that he's going to introduce you to greatness and you will not know it. But God is going to enlarge your coast. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but God is making you a promise. I'm about to turn your life around. Praise the Lord. You're not going to be the same after you hear the word of the Lord tonight. So listen to it. Receive it. Do you know, let me say this before I let them turn this video on. In all my life, I've not faced a challenge to get a speaker. This was the first man who said yes. And then all of a sudden, the man is so busy, radically busy, that for him to, I said, no, you can't do a 1 a.m. You're too busy for that, and you're too big for that. So just do a video, just like the others did. And just to get that done was the hardest thing. I said, Lord, what is going on? I'm talking to you from behind the scenes now. I said, Lord, what is going on? What is going on? This is so unusual. And the Lord says, he says, this is what you need to do. I said, what is it? He said, just have him do a greeting in the beginning and get the message I want for you to hear. Put it together. And then let him pray at the end. I said, oh, that would only take about 5 or 10 minutes. It would be the audio video department that will do the rest. You know, I said, I'll take that. And I brought that suggestion up. And that's what you're going to have tonight. The word, the very specific word God wants you to hear tonight. Are you ready for it? Then shout hallelujah 7 times. Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. And the walls have collapsed. Praise the Lord. Let's hear Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche. Thank you, man of God, for the privilege that you've accorded us to hear you tonight. We've received your ministry, and we thank God for the great things that he is going to do in us because of the testimony of your word to us tonight. God bless you. Amen. Let us hear the word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I welcome you this evening to this wonderful conference. We believe and trust the Lord that every agenda of the enemy concerning your life, your family, and your destiny will be overturned in the name of Jesus Christ. This time, we'll be looking at what to do in times of pressure, seasons of pressure. What do you do? What does pressure translate as the COVID season ravages the whole of the earth? What do you do? And what is this pressure designed to do in your life? And how do we overturn the agenda of the enemy by the power of God in seasons of pressure? You've been listening to that. And I believe your life will never be the same. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
This morning, I'd like to speak quickly on the subject, the prophet of pressure. The prophet of pressure. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. Said, we are troubled on every side. Another translation said, we are pressed on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We'll stop there for now. We are troubled. We are pressed on every side. We are hard pressed, the NIV said, but not crushed. We can stop there. We are pressed. Our objective this morning is threefold. First, to understand the concept of pressure. Second, we are understanding the concept of pressure. Second, we are understanding the product of pressure. What pressure will produce. And third, we are understanding what to do in the midst of pressure. Understanding the concept of pressure, understanding the product or the outcome of pressure, and understanding what to do in the midst of pressure. What is pressure? By definition, pressure is defined to be the continuous physical force exerted on or against an object. Continuous physical force exerted on or against an object. That there is a force exerted on or against an object by something in contact with it. That is the force of the pandemic, for example, that we are facing now. Continuous physical force exerted on or against an object by something in contact with it. Second, pressure is also defined as a sense of stressful urgency. It's a sense of stressful urgency caused by having too many demands on one's time or resources. A sense of stressful urgency caused by having too many demands on one's time or resources. That suggests that times of pressure are times of stress. There are times of some level of urgency. Certain things appear urgent. There are times that places demands on a lot of things. Demands on time, demands on resources. When you look at it another way, pressure times are times of stress, times of crushing. These are synonyms. Times of weight, burden, tension, stress, crushing, weight, burden, tension. Question is there profit at times like these? Yes. You know that it is pressure on the olive that produces the olive oil. You know that it is pressure on the charcoal that produces the diamond. Years and generation of pressure on the charcoal produces the diamond. You know that the butterfly came out of the caterpillar by pressure. Pressure. You know it is the crushing of the rose flower that produces the fragrance. So there is profit in pressure. Joseph was a product of pressure. Pressure from his brethren, the pressure of envy and jealousy, pressure in the pit, pressure in Potiphar's house, pressure by having to go through a prison due to false allegations. But he came out of that pressure and became somebody. Esther was a product of pressure. Young girl lost her father, became a slave in a strange land. Out of that pressure, she became the queen of the most powerful empire that ever existed. Daniel was a product of pressure. Young man, eunuch, also a slave in a foreign land, with a lot of people who hated his profile, out of that pressure, he became one of the most important persons ever to exist in the whole of Scripture. So there is profit in pressure. So we are in a pressure time now, globally. Unbelievable time. I mean, since you were born, you will never imagine that a day will come where there is no service on a Sunday morning. You wouldn't believe that. What is possible out of this kind of pressure? Number one, what are the specific benefits, dividends, products, or outcome of pressure? One, oil is produced out of pressure. Oil is produced out of pressure. The anointing, the power of God, is produced and released in times of pressure. In Judges chapter 14, verse 5, all the way to verse 6, then Samson went down and his father and his mother to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath. And behold, a young lion pressurized him, roared against him. You remember, pressure is the force that comes against. Pressurized him, came against him. And the Bible said, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid. And he had nothing in his hand. But he told not his father or his mother what he had done.
A young lion roared against him. A young lion roared against him. A false came against him, put his life under pressure. And in that instant, the anointing arose, the power arose, the mantle arose. Something came upon him out of that pressure. You remember that David was a young man that had a lot of pressure. He was the one who said in Psalm 27 and in verse 10 that when his father and his mother forsook him, the Lord will take him up. So he was a young man who battled with rejection in his father's house. So much so that when it was time for somebody to be anointed king, nobody remembered him. Nobody looked for him. Beyond that, he was facing the pressure of lions and bears. While tending his father's flock, a lion would come, according to what he recited in 1 Samuel chapter 17. And in verse 34 all the way to verse 37. He was under such a pressure. And in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13, the anointing located him. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. That was David. Those who will take advantage of this season of the roaring of the corona will see an oil and an anointing they haven't seen before. We are in a season where there is a virus called coronavirus that is roaring around the earth. Those who will take advantage of this season of the roaring of the coronavirus will see an oil and an anointing like never before. What happens in times of pressure? First, oil is produced out of pressure. You know, we said earlier on that the olive oil came out of pressure from the olive. The palm oil came out of pressure from the palm. The granite oil came out of pressure from the groundnut. Coconut oil came out of pressure on the coconut. What happens in time of pressure? Number two, life is transformed and refined by pressure. Transformed and refined by pressure. Remember what pressure did to the charcoal. Brittle, soft, easily breakable charcoal got transformed by millenniums of pressure to become the hard, unbreakable diamond. Beautiful and the most precious material on the face of the earth. Remember what pressure did to the caterpillar, transformed it to beautiful butterfly. See what pressure did to Joseph. Joseph became the lovest, pardon the use of that word, the lovest, the meekest, the humblest man you ever saw. Life is transformed and reformed and refined by pressure. Job said, when he has tried me, I will come forth as gold. When I have passed through so much pressure, the outcome of my life will be like gold. I see somebody in this season coming out like gold. In the name of Jesus. Coming forth as gold. Job chapter 23 verse 10. But he knoweth the way that I take when he has tried me. When I have been pressed on every side.
when I have passed through several things, I shall come forth as gold. The meaning of that is pressure has the capacity to enhance value. The value of your life can be upgraded by passage through times of pressure, especially when these times are understood and maximized. Pressure has the way of enhancing value, allocating worth, upgrading destiny. So life is transformed and refined by pressure. Number three, birth happens. Birth happens by pressure. Women give birth by pressure. The contractions, continuous sustained contractions of the uterus. Continuous, sustained, strong, powerful contractions of the uterus. Combined with the maximum force of pressure, the push. When the cervix is fully dilated, 10 over 10. And the woman is as push. That pressure brings forth the birth. Shakalabadabadabayad. No wonder the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 66 and in verse 8, he said, who has heard such thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. As soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Hallelujah. The nation of Israel was literally born in a day in the midst of the pressure. Pressure. Jacob became Israel, according to Genesis chapter 32, verse 24 to 28, in the midst of pressure, as he was left alone and put pressure and wrestle. What does that mean to you? Something is born, something can be born in the season of pressure. New potentials can come forth out of the midst of pressure. Visions can be birthed through pressure. David was a man who developed multiple abilities. He deployed multiple potentials because he was a man in the midst of serious, consistent pressure. Pressure in the family, pressure from Saul, pressure from Goliath, pressure from everywhere. I'm sure that most of his songs came in the midst of those pressures. Why are thou cast down, O my soul? Do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? It means he was passing through some life-threatening experiences. Pressure gives birth to potentials. Pressure gives birth to vision. I prophesy to somebody, in this season, something massive shall be born out of your life. Something massive shall be born out of your system, out of your spirit, in the name of Jesus. Number four, this is very important. But what have I said so far? Oil is produced out of pressure. Life is transformed and refined by pressure. Birth happens by pressure. Number four, content is revealed by pressure. And when it is revealed, it can be addressed. So, but content is revealed by pressure. Adversity reveals content far more than prosperity. You know, when you dip sponge inside water or inside oil and you press it, what is inside comes out. You don't know who anybody is in seasons of prosperity. You don't know who anybody is when times are favorable. You don't know even who you are when things are normal. The stuff you are made of is revealed by pressure. It is when you press foam soaked in water or oil that what is inside comes out. You don't know who you are. And you don't know what you really believe until you are pressed by things. That is where your belief is exposed. At the center of you, what you really stand for is exposed. You know, Peter said to Jesus, when Jesus said in Matthew chapter 26, verse 31 to 35, we can read that. Matthew 26 says, and then said Jesus unto them, all of you shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, don't be in a hurry to talk like that. Verily I say unto you that this night, not tomorrow, not next year, this night, before the cock crow, you will deny me three times. What? Peter said unto him, even though I should die with you, yet will I not deny you? Likewise also said all the disciples. Now, it has not finished. If you now move on to verse 69, you will see the same chapter, just a little. Now Peter sat without in the palace. And a damsel came unto him, saying, thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayed thee. Then he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. That's right. When there was no pressure, I will die with you. I will do everything. Oh, I will go everywhere. When pressure arose and content was revealed, Peter was shocked at what he saw. Beloved, this is the season where you will know the level of faith or fear you have. This is the season where you will know the level of audacity or whatever else you have. But don't condemn yourself because you were disappointed in what you saw in yourself. That was the benefit of the pressure. To really reveal to you who you are. To really reveal to you what you believe. To really reveal to you what you stand for. Then you can make adjustments. Then you can address your life. Then you, okay, so I am more fearful than I thought. Okay, so I'm not as audacious as I thought. Okay, so I'm not
as this or that. Okay, so I'm not as believing as I thought. Now, then it makes you to work on your content. Content is revealed so that it can be addressed by pressure. Hallelujah. Number five, character is refined by pressure. It's refined. Character is refined. You know, the prodigal son was practically characterless. Got money, squandered it on riotous living according to scripture, until the famine arose and he began to be in want. Then two things happened to him. One, his mentality got corrected and his character got adjusted. If mentality was corrected and then character adjusted, he came and said, how many hired servants? In Luke chapter 15 verse 17. When he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough to spare? And I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father. And I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. And I am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. You see? Mentality corrected, character adjusted, humility imparted. See, I am no more worthy to be a son. Don't even call me your son. Let me become a servant. When there was plenty money, he couldn't come to that level. My prayer is that if there is anything that this season will achieve on us, let it be achieved. So, trust God that even though the devil may have planned another plan for this season, that you will come out with oil out of this season, and you trust God for a transformed, a refined, and an upgraded life, enhanced in value. You trust God to bet something that some things inside you will come out in this season of pressure. You will trust God that as your content, the real you, is revealed, you can address it and adjust it. And trust God for any area of character adjustment that need to be adjusted. Now, what do you do in times of pressure? Number one, pressure times are prayer times. The time of pressure is the time of prayer. Jacob prayed. He was facing the fear of Esau. Genesis 32, 24 to 28. If you read earlier on, I think around verse 12 or 13, he was talking to God. He said, my brother Esau is coming and I fear him. I fear him. I fear him. The way the fear of coronavirus and the fear of infection, and I can tell you the fear of it is worse than the disease itself. The record shows that 90% of all those infected, over 90% recover. Right? But the fear of it is heavier than the disease itself. And it is okay like that. In some ways. So that people can also take their caution. But not a mortal fear that will cause it to come. Now, Jacob was under tension. He said, I fear Esau, he's about to come. And that pushed him to very desperate praying. And that desperate praying produced the change in his life. Changed from Jacob to Israel. Daniel chapter 2 in verse 17 all the way to verse 19. We saw Daniel went to his house, made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. And then was the secret revealed. Daniel was confronted with the threat of death, death sentence. Like the fear of death in the air right now. That if him or any of the wise men will not give the dream of, tell Nebuchadnezzar his dream and tell him the interpretation of the dream, that they will be executed. And Daniel responded by prayer. Every threat of the enemy is to be given a maximum prayer response. Whenever there is a threat of the enemy, a pressure from the enemy on your life, on your family, on your destiny, the first response is a prayer response. That was what Esther did in Esther chapter 4 verse 16. When there was a pressure on the land and pressure on her people, he said, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. And she never perished. This is time to pray abundantly. This is the time to pray the way the scripture says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Every time you remember the situation we are in, just break out in prayer. Prayer in the spirit, prayer in your understanding. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18 said, I'm praying always with all prayer. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Hallelujah. Times of pressure are times of prayer. Job was under pressure. But in the midst of the pressure he found himself, he still had time to pray for his friends. In Job chapter 42 verse 10, and God turned the captivity of Job as he prayed for his friend. Pressure times are prayer times. Times of pressure are times of prayer. Good a thing that there is compulsory holiday. And this is not the time to while away watching aimless films or movies. This is not the time to even while away on the streets, just aimlessly. This is the time to maximize that time you have been given in prayer. Number two, pressure times are thinking and planning times. Time to think. Time to plan. That was what the prodigal son did. Luke 15, 17 to 19. He came to himself. Because adversity impacts mentality. It impacts mentality. Impacts mentality. So you settle down. Some people in some places say the whole situation looks like it is the end of the world. The question is, if it was truly the end of the world, what would I have done differently? If the world had ended now, what are my regrets? What would have been my regrets? If Jesus has come now, what would I regret? And since the world has not ended and Jesus has not yet come, what would I need to do differently going forward? With the time I have, with the resources I have, what will I do differently? You go ahead and do it. It is thinking time and planning time. If I had another chance to do things right, how will I do it? And thirdly, pressure times are praise times. Paul and Silas were under pressure and they were in the prison. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25, all the way to verse 26, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaking. They were under intense pressure. They prayed. That was the last thing, the first thing we said, and they praised. And they praised. Jonah chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. We saw Jonah speaking to God. He said, but I will sacrifice unto thee the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake to the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. As Jonah gave thanks, if you read the whole of Jonah chapter 2, you will see his lamentation in the belly of the fish. But as Jonah gave thanks, as Jonah celebrated God, as Jonah worshipped God, God spoke to the fish and it vomited Jonah. This is not murmuring time. This is not grumbling time. This is not time to quarrel with God. Lord, where are you? And all these things are happening. The devil will make you to do that. This is time to say, Lord, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for health. Many have died of the virus. Thank you for health. Thank you for sustenance. Thank you that I am alive, if for nothing else, to make sure that my life is right with you. And thank you because this thing does not have a future. Thank you because you are God. Thank you because you are faithful. And then the Lord will speak to the prison of quarantine and speak to the whale of corona. Vomit them. Hallelujah. Prayer response. Praise response. Planning response. These are appropriate responses to pressure. Somebody say amen. Finally, pressure times are persistence times. Persistence. There are times to persist. There are times to refuse to give up. There are times to refuse to give in. You refuse to give way. You refuse to give out. I refuse to give up. I refuse to give in. I refuse to give way. I refuse to give out. Persistence times. Job said in Job chapter 14, verse 14, he said, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. The time to persist. The woman does not run out of labor midway. Otherwise, the child is not born. The gold does not come out of the fire midway. Otherwise, it is not refined. And the best does not come out. Stay in the process. Something is about to break. This is not the time to cower. This is not the time to whimper. This is the time for audacity and ruggedity. This is the time to say, you situation, I will see the end of you. You will not see the end of me. Coronavirus, we will see the end of you globally. You cannot see the end of us. For the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom suffer violence. And the violent take it by force. I'd like you to look at this scripture. We read it before. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, all the way to verse 10. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest. Somebody say a loud amen. The Living Bible version, TLB, of the same scripture, this is how he said it. He said, but this precious treasure, this light and power that now shine within us is held in perishable container, that is in our weak bodies. Everyone can see that the glorious power within must be from God and is not our own. We are pressed on every side. Somebody say press. Press on every side by troubles, but not crushed and broken. We are pressed. There's so much pressure. If somebody is wondering, how about food? How about water? No church service. I need to be in the company of the brethren and rekindle my fire. We are pressed, but not crushed and broken. We are perplexed because we don't know why things happen as they do. Why is this thing happening? But we don't give up and quit. We are perplexed, so we are confused, so we are just wondering, what is happening? Why did it happen? How is it happening? We don't know why things happen as they do. We don't know why Corona should come at a time like this. And for the first time in the history of the world, to my notice, almost everything is shut down. Industry, business, including spiritual matters. We don't know why things should happen like this. But we don't give up and we can't quit. We are hunted down. Because they say, don't shake hands. Don't go close to anybody. But God never abandons us. We get knocked down. Everybody stay at home. But we get up again and keep going. These bodies of ours are constantly facing death. Threat everywhere, just as Jesus did. Infection, something in the air. So it is clear to all that it is only the living Christ within who keeps us safe. Only the living Christ within us. Only the living Christ within us. We may do every physical measure and let us do everything we need to do. Let's do everything we need to do. Wash our hands. Do everything we must do. But only the living Christ within us keeps us safe. And we must return. We must remain in contact with the living Christ. Be conscious of the living Christ. Do you understand? Now go ahead, wash your hands. Do all the hand washings you do. And make sure you do that. Do the hand washings. Do the social distancing. And do everything. But it is only the living Christ. Let me read that verse again. Only these bodies of ours are constantly facing death just as Jesus did. So it is clear to all that it is only the living Christ within who keeps us safe. That is why no devil can impose on you the affliction. No devil can impose the affliction, provided you have done your best and kept yourself safe. The Message Bible, I'll read verse 8 and 9. Message Bible, verse 8 and 9 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. As it is, there is not much chance of that. You know for yourselves that we are not much to look at. Look at this now. I like you, everywhere you are, across the world, from America, from Asia. I want to talk to them. Just yes. From America, from Asia, from Africa, from everywhere around the world where there is this threat.
See that passage right now. We've been surrounded and battered by troubles, but we are not demoralized.
We've been surrounded and battered by fears, but we are not demoralized. We are not sure what to do, but we know that God knows what to do. We are not sure of what to do, but we know that God knows what to do. Mahashataka dagalagayaya. God knows what to do. We don't know what to do in this season and in this situation, but God knows what to do. Mahashataka.
We've been spiritually terrorized by a tiny virus, but God hasn't left our side. We've been thrown down, but we haven't broken. What they did to Jesus, they do to us. Trial and torture, mockery and murder. What Jesus does and did among them, he does in us. He lives. Hallelujah. We don't know what to do, but he knows what to do. Beloved, listen to me this morning. Ensure that in this season, you pray, you plan and think, you praise, you persist.
Ensure you don't come out of this season the same way and at the same level. Ensure it. When Joseph went through the pit, through Potiphar's house, and went to the prison, when he returned, he didn't return back to that little boy who was looking for his father's, his brethren, and delivering message. When he came out of that process, he came at a higher pedestal. The prime minister of the whole of Egypt. When Job came out of what pressure he passed through, he didn't come out at the same level that the pressure met him. He stepped out on a higher pedestal. Job had twice as much as all. God blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginnings. For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, 1,000 she asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters, and so on and so forth. Twice God gave Job. Don't come out at the same level. When Daniel went into the lion's den and he came out, he didn't come out to the realm he was before he entered the lion's den. Daniel prospered. In Daniel chapter 6, from verse 26 all the way to verse 28, I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even to the end. It is a new day. Now, okay. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in the earth, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Whatever you will do, ensure that you don't come out at the same level you were before you went inside because of coronavirus. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Lift up your hands. I'll dare you to stand if you are sitting in front of your television or wherever you are, and lift up your hands now and just give him the praise and the honor and the adoration for his goodness and his mercies. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we worship you. Amen. Ancient of Days, Lily of the Valley, Rose of Sharon, we worship you, we honor you, we magnify you. Lete sike luma nagarata satalada yada hashta. Leperete siko magadayala hasidish. Leperetes kelimana galayatana gagazalashta. Repeste frito sekina managaste feredina makalayashta. Leparata siko lanima nagayala hashta. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship, the supremacy, dominion, rule, and sovereignty. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you.
Praise the Lord. I believe you've been blessed by what you listened to. And I want to pray for you right now. I take authority over every agenda of the enemy, over every activity of Satan, over every work of demonic, diabolic pressure on your life. I declare the yoke of the enemy broken in the name of Jesus. I decree, I declare, I announce, I pronounce from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, you are whole, you are healed, you are well. I declare spiritual healing. I declare physical healing, mental healing. I declare deliverance, emotional deliverance, physical, bodily deliverance. In the name of Jesus, I declare financial healing and deliverance. I declare in this season, the agenda of Satan over your life and your family is arrested. And I declare it done in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a word. Oh, Father, we give you praise. We thank you for what you've done already. We're coming out different. We're coming out greater. We are coming out, oh God, elevated because your hand, oh God, has raised us up. Oh God, a people anointed, empowered to succeed, reigning in Christ Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, Most High God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's give a good clap offering unto the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God that we have received a word from above. Amen. This word is going to be online so that you can go back to it again and again, as have been the other messages that we've heard and received. Go to the app store and download the app and participate continually in what the Lord is doing right now. But before we go any further tonight, as I shared earlier, we're going to pray for this man of God. He's in a new place. And his influence continues to expand. I cannot say much more than that, what the Lord has shown to me, but I know that he needs our prayers. Amen? His family needs us praying for him. So let us, every one of us, wherever you are in the world, whether you're in Africa, in South America, Central America, whether you're in Europe, whether you are out there here in North America or in Asia, I want you to stretch your hands towards your device right this very moment. Those of you that are here, just stretch out your hands. And I want you to begin now to pray, using him as a point of contact, to pray for him and his family, that God will continue to uphold him and strengthen him and just establish everything that he's doing. Hallelujah. As you are praying for him, you are praying for yourself. As you're praying for him, you are praying for Mama and I. And you're praying for every man and every woman of God out there that is carrying forth this gospel of the kingdom. Everyone who has the salt of God's word in his or her life, is facing one kind of a pressure or the other. Those of you that may not be in full-time ministry, you're going through your kind of pressure because the enemy wants you to fail so that you cannot support the work of God. Everybody's going through some kind of pressure, but the Lord God we serve is faithful. Amen. The Bible says that the saints stood around Paul that was knocked down and was left for dead. And when they stood around Paul, the Bible says Paul rose up and came back alive. Hallelujah. We link hands in the realm of the Spirit right now. And we declare in the mighty name of Jesus that the body of Christ is strengthened and empowered. That every pressure, yes, as good as the pressure is, we want that God will help us through that pressure. And that the glorious things that the man of God has declared today will begin to be made manifest in every one of us. That we will not fail, that we will not crack, that we will not quit, that we will stand strong and mighty, and that we will take flight because we are overriding every plan of the enemy. This day, whatever the enemy thought he's going to accomplish fails. We're coming out better. We're coming out greater in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice before the Lord and begin to pray. Begin to pray now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in the life of all of your sons and your daughters, men and women of God all around the globe. We use, oh God, this chosen vessel, Pastor Dr. Paul Enenche and Becky Enenche and their family as a point of contact. We ask, oh God, that you will be strength to them, that you empower them, that you establish them, that you continue to promote them, and Lord, oh God, that their reach continues to expand. Father, we tap, oh God, into this river of grace, and we thank you, Lord, oh God, that you're doing extraordinary things in the lives of your sons and your daughters even now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, touch every son, touch every daughter, touch every minister, touch everyone that you have raised up. Oh God, encourage them now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, oh God, yes, we know that when we squeeze the tube, whatever is inside our tube comes out. Lord, we pray now, oh God, that as your people are squeezed through the experiences that we've been going through this past while, Lord, oh God, that when they see that which is not righteous, when they see that which is not glorious, when they see those things that are not reflective of who you are and what you've called them to be, that, Lord, oh God, that they will not embrace condemnation, but, Lord, oh God, that they will cry out to God and say, Father, I trust you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. And, Lord, oh God, that there will be repentance. And, Lord, oh God, that there will be change. And Lord, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we will give room for change in everyone's life. That we will not become men and women that are busy doing the devil's beatings, tearing each other down. But Lord, oh God, that will be a people that are building each other up in our most holy faith, believing you, oh God, to do extraordinary things, turning sinners into saints, the unrighteous to the righteous, the blame-filled to the blameless. Thank you, Lord, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you are doing something new and you are birthing a nation in a day. Oh, Father, we give you praise. 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 Most High God, we give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Wherever you are in the virtual world, I remember so many years ago, before videos, when it was just graphic, when the Lord spoke to me, get cameras. I said, for what? It's for the internet. It was about 20-something years ago. And today, I see it. We've received great men of God ministering to us from distant lands as if they were here with us. The reach of God is glorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for what He's doing and the greater things yet to come. Oh, we've not seen anything yet. We've not seen anything yet. The dimensions of what God wants to release to the body of Christ, so that this gospel of the kingdom can be preached all around the world. But God calls us to participate and not be spectators. So the Bible tells us, and the man of God read it, Jonah was disobedient, was swallowed up by the big fish. But when he began to give thanksgiving to God and said to God, I'm going to honor the vow, God says, now fish, spit him out. Tonight, you and I are going to honor God in our giving as our expressions of thanksgiving unto Him. And I tell you, as a man of God, that whatever it is that has swallowed you, swallowed up your wealth, your riches, your peace, your health, whatever it is that has swallowed you up, shall vomit it now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, there will be a new experience for you henceforth. Do you receive it? Do you receive it? God is doing extraordinary things. In the midst of this COVID, God has done exciting and extraordinary things in our lives, in this ministry. Greater than whatever it is that I had seen before. Just like He said, you're coming out different. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm seeing things that I have not seen for years happening right in the most difficult time. God is changing everything concerning you. Don't miss your opportunity. The man of God says, make certain, make sure that you come out different. It's all in your hands. You make certain that you come out different. You make certain that you come out at a higher elevation of supernatural favor. Make certain of it. Make certain of it. Don't lose this opportunity. These men of God did not spend their time just to waste some time. I appreciate their time because even though I'm not running the thousands that they are running right now, I know how much time. I know going to bed at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and waking up at 6:30 almost every day, and I'm not doing anything. That man of God works all through the night. And he came to minister to us. We've ministered with our prayers, but now we are going to minister with our finances. Amen? To all these men. And as I said to us the other day, or maybe this morning, we are going to dig some wells. Hallelujah. As a testimony that which has been resisting us, the wells have been stopped for years. Now there will be no contention in this well. Hallelujah. We've been digging wells. You didn't know that. We joined with other people to dig wells, but this time we are going to dig our own, all sponsored by us, and as many as we can dig. Hallelujah. Each well costs $5,000, but as many as we're going to dig, we are going to dig them. Glory be to God. So that somebody gets fresh water. Hallelujah. But in the realm of the Spirit, we are declaring fresh water and expansion for our lives. Do you receive this? Are you ready to join in agreement for a miracle right now? The numbers are on the screen, and I want you to get your oil right this very moment. Those of you at home, we are going to pray with you, and we are going to believe God to release the anointing over you. And when we finish with you, we are going to pray with those that are here in the house. Amen? But we're going to pray with you right now. Hallelujah. Release that offering. You have the information online right there. Make sure you use it. Use the prayer line. Call that number if you need prayers. And if you don't get through and you have a voicemail, just leave the voicemail. Somebody will get in touch with you and pray with you. Praise the Lord. We believe God to bring about great miracles in your life. I'm going to ask Mama to come join me. Those of you at home, get your bottle of oil. Honor God with your giving. The Lord gave us a word this morning found in Psalm 92 and verse 10. Psalm 92 and verse 10. When we stretch our hands towards you, this is what God is going to do for you right now. In Psalm 92 and verse 10. Give it to me on that screen. Psalm 92 and verse 10. It says, "But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil." Hallelujah. I shall be anointed with what? Fresh oil. You know, we all need fresh oil. Old oil stinks. You need fresh oil. Glory be to God. Those of you right here in the house, while we're praying for them over there, I want you to lay your hands on your head. Glory be to God. Mandarabu shekele brata sokoleba. Ikaladaba shande. Iki debrose telema. Sheki kata barebata soko. Rebalado sundere matakaye. Shande barebalado sokote brakaha. Yanderebo shekalaba soto. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Fresh oil, Lord. Fresh oil, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Fresh oil, Lord.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the word of the Lord that came to us tonight. We thank you, Almighty God, that out of the crushing comes the oil.
Yes.
Out of the pressure comes the oil. Lord, the world has been through pressure. From the end of 2019 to this moment. But Lord, we are coming out.
Yes.
We are coming out of this pressing. Precious oil of the Holy Ghost Hallelujah. Is going to flow in our lives. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, you went to Gethsemane Hallelujah. In the place of the crushing of the olive oil. And out of that came the resurrection life. After your death and your resurrection came, the Spirit of the Lord now moves all over the earth. Moving to this very moment.
Yes,
Father, let your resurrection life come out of our lives. Lord. Let your anointing flow like never before.
Yes,
let there be a river of your holy oil.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
may we be taken out from this pressure place to a palace, Lord. As you have taken Joseph from pressure to palace, take us from pressure to palace.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
as you have taken Esther from orphan to the palace, take us from this place, O God, where we had nobody but we have you, O God. Lord, we're coming out greater. The greater anointing fall upon our lives, fall upon every one of your children. Let them not see that they can't, but God is able. Where man has failed, you are able. Father, we are under the canopy of the Most High God. We are under the shadow of the Almighty God. We are under the refuge of the Almighty God. We say you are our refuge and our rock. Father, we bless your holy name.
Yes,
that our prayer life will be intensified.
Amen.
That our praise life will be intensified.
Amen.
That our talking of the word of God life will be intensified.
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Instead of talking trash, we'll be talking praise.
Yes,
we'll be talking faith.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Abba.
We say my God is able.
Yes,
my God is able. My God is able. And those who put us in any lion's den, we see that we came out of it. Every voice of the enemy is silenced. Every roaring lion mouth is shut. In the mighty name of Jesus. They will be dumbfounded by the glory of God in our lives. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We are coming out with precious gifts.
Amen.
Precious goods.
Amen.
Precious greatness.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We are coming out with expansion. Enlarging of our coast. Enlarging of our territory. Enlarging of our family. We are coming out with joy.
Yes,
we are coming out with praise.
Oh,
we are coming out of every prison.
Father,
we are coming out of every jail.
Hallelujah.
We are coming out of every pressure.
That
knowing that God is with us.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
God.
We thank you for angelic assistance.
Amen.
We thank you for heaven assistance.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for Holy Spirit assistance.
Hallelujah.
We thank you that Jesus is Lord over our lives.
Yes, Father.
Be magnified
Father.
In this season of our lives.
Yes, Father.
That we'll continue to seek you and continue to pursue the things of God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you that all through it, we are still blessing your name.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Instead of partying and doing all kinds of things from December 31st to now, we've been seeking your face. We've been seeking you every day. And we see your hand moving. We thank God for all the great men of God that has spoken into our lives.
Yes,
we thank you, God, for Bishop Ajisere.
Yes.
We thank you, God, for Papa Ayo.
Thank you,
we thank you, God, for Dr. Paul Eneche and
Lord.
His family. We thank you, God, for Apostle here, Bishop, and myself, and all the teams of God's people. We bless your holy name.
Amen.
Thank you that our testimony is still saying, Jesus is Lord forevermore.
Yes, you are
and
Lord.
He is my Lord.
Yes.
Can you say Lord. He is my Lord?
He is my Lord.
And he's in charge of my life.
He's in charge of my life.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Father.
Thank you, Lord.
You caption this gathering as a gathering to override. Lord, oh God, override every plan, every strategy, every device of the enemy. Bring all the activities of darkness to naught. Let your light so brightly shine. The darkness cannot comprehend it. Snatch your people, O God, out of the snares of the enemy. Lord God Almighty, overturn. Lord, O God, you have declared that you will overturn, and bring the right persons to the right place and give it to them. Lord, O God, in the name of Jesus, overturn every work of the enemy and bring your people to their rightful place of divine honor. In the name of Jesus, we declare, O God, divine victories now by the authority of your everlasting word. Thank you, Lord, that the overcoming grace is upon your sons and your daughters this day. They are energized. They are empowered. They are promoted. They are elevated, seated in heavenly places, far above all principalities and all powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. Lord, O God, of things that they never thought they will be able to accomplish, even now they are accomplishing it now. Lord, O God, visions and dreams, O God, are not only staying in the realm of the Spirit, now they have been downloaded and manifested in the natural realm by the authority of your everlasting word. Every obstacle has been removed now. Your people are leaping over walls. Oh God, they are running through troops. Father, in the name of Jesus, strongholds are collapsing even now. Oh Father, because you are God who has anointed your people with the grace of your glory to overcome. We are overcomers. We have overcome by the precious blood of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. We have overcome by the testimonies of our mouth. Lord, we declare tonight, yes, testimonies, the confessions of our lips, the declarations of our experiences. But just like it sounds, testimony, Lord, we are saying, for this test, let us have money for the proclamation, the financing of the kingdom, the preaching of the gospel. Let not one of your sons or your daughters be hungry or lack any good thing. Let it be a download, or a supernatural download of supernatural resources in the mighty name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord, that your people have overcome because they did not hold their lives back so dearly that they were not willing to go all the way, even to the extent of dying for the cause of the gospel. Lord, let the stronghold of fear once and for all be eradicated from the lives of your sons and your daughters. Emboldened, let everyone preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. For we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation. We are broadcasters of the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Most High God. Be exalted, King of kings and Lord of lords. Build your church, the church that the gates of hell cannot prevail over. We tear down strongholds. We destroy the kingdoms of darkness. Every kingdom of the enemy, whether it is in the heavenlies or in the earth or under the earth, kingdoms in the marine world. Father, in the name of Jesus, we destroy them and we set the captives free. In Jesus' name. Say with me, captives, be free now by the resurrection power of the resurrected Lord. Amen. 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 And amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. We're so joyed to have you here tonight. We're not going to have to lay hands on you anymore. The oil of God is upon you. Hallelujah. But we are going to wrap up tonight by sharing in communion together. Praise the Lord. Amen. And as we share in communion together, may the hand of God affirm you. Praise the Lord. Receive your miracle tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And if you've not given your offering yet, this is a time to do that. Just come and just honor God with your giving. Praise the Lord. Those of you that are here, do so. Those of you that are home, do so. Use the available platforms that we have through the e-transfer, through the app or the website, rather. Just go to the website. There's a donate button in there. Use it. Amen. Hallelujah. And those of you that God has been speaking to be part of the champions of faith, those are those that are given 1,000 and above. We're good. Do so. Some of you, the Lord challenged you last night to give $500. Some of you, 250. Some of you, 100. Whatever God has spoken to you, obey Him. Just do it. Just do that. There have been people, this is so important that you understand about giving by obedience. One of our spiritual sons and the wife were wanting to give a particular sum to the work of God. And God says, no, that's not what I want from you. He says, Lord, what do you want? And the amount God spoke to him about was way less than what he wanted to give. And he gave that, and I was taking note of it, and God said that something has changed. A treacherous situation, an upheaval, a dangerous situation has just been turned around. So I called, I said, what exactly happened? Because God spoke to me about what that something happened because of your giving. So he fessed up and told me, he said, I wanted to give such and such an amount, and God said this. I said, you know what? You obeyed God, and it just turned something around. A few weeks later, are you listening? A few weeks later, the mother and the father are driving, and they are at a junction. Watch this now. The light is green. It was time for them to move, and they hesitated. And there comes this car or truck that refused to stop, and vroom,
just hit the top, the front part of the vehicle. If they had not hesitated, both husband, father, and mother would have died right there. And just then, this son says, "Hey, this is what Papa just said, that this offering that I gave, and guess what? It was even less than what he wanted to give. The key is obedience. Did you hear what I said? Obedience. Learn to hear from God. He's training you and I to hear. Hallelujah. I believe in tithing because it's in the Word of God. But I believe more in hearing from God what God wants.
They've been giving generously.
Oh, they're generous givers.
Generously. But this time, God said this amount.
Yeah.
Which is way less than what they can think or imagine to give. But the point is they obeyed.
Yeah.
When God says something to you, just do it. It's not for you to understand what's behind that. You will see the manifestation of that obedience. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And that's the word we got this morning from how Saul, King Saul, decided not to listen to God and had good reason. Your good enough reason is not good enough for God.
No.
God's reason is always the right reason. Yes. Say amen.
Amen.
So God might tell you give less or God might tell you give more. Just obey. He knows what he's doing. Say amen.
Amen. Obedience.
So the blessing of safety was released to that family.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Can you imagine the amount it would have cost for two funerals? And in this season, you can't be with your family.
Yeah. That'll be
so
it.
God took care of everything. That means they had to leave their job, go to another city, take care of all arrangements. May God deliver every one of us
in Jesus'
from
mighty name.
Any type of accident.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You shall not die, but shall live and testify of
yes.
the goodness of God in the land of the living.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, I receive that.
I receive that.
Amen.
Amen. I'm sure by now you're ready with your element. We thank God that he has kept us, this household, from this precious disease called Corona. He promised us that and he's not failed us. I just want to thank you, Abba, for keeping this family.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord, for those that have not had the experience that we have had, that you will keep them through whatever crisis they faced.
Amen.
Lord, be honored.
Yes.
Be glorified.
Hallelujah.
We worship you.
Praise.
We thank
Praise.
You. That again Hallelujah. And again, year after year,
Amen.
You've kept us from the funeral pallor.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, mighty God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. You've done it, and you keep on doing it.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. We appreciate you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We receive this, your body, and we establish the integrity of what you have done, the exchange. We thank you for the goodness that we have received. You took all the bad so that we can get all the good. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Take and eat.
When I see the blood, I'll pass over you.
Amen.
The enemy will see the blood, the destroyer will see the blood of Jesus.
Mm.
Upon you and your family.
Hallelujah.
And it will pass over.
Hallelujah.
May the doorpost of your life be touched by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
May the blood of Jesus cover you and your household. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
May the blood speak great things about your life.
Yes, Lord.
Better things than that of Abel.
Yes, Lord.
May it avenge you of all your adversary. Yes, speedily, in the name of Jesus. May it avenge you of coronavirus. In the name of Jesus. Every type of sickness and every type of variant of disease will not come nigh your dwelling place. The destroyer shall not touch anything that belongs to you.
Amen.
Not your house, not your vehicle, not your children, not your spouse. None of that. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Divine health is yours.
Yes,
the blood of Jesus flows now as you take it, flows through your vein, your arteries, all your internal and external organs are healthy and whole. Sickness, disease, pain, sorrow, death, shame, and any type of problem does not dwell in you. You see them and they pass over.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Divine health is yours.
Amen.
Divine wealth is yours.
Amen.
Divine anointing is yours.
Father.
Take and drink in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
One more prayer. Father, we know that your word says that there will come a time when we cannot buy or sell without a mark. And certainly we are not going to take any marks. But Lord, oh God, we ask now that the plans of the enemy, that the enemy is trying to hasten before its time, and Lord, oh God, that you blow that plan up immediately.
Amen.
Let the plan of the enemy be pushed back and wiped off.
Amen.
It is not yet time, and we refuse the enemy rushing the time so that he can capture souls. No, we say no to Satan and all his cohorts.
Amen.
Father, disrupt and counsel the ones that are trying to counsel your people.
Yes.
Lord, cut them off. Let their celebration cease now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pick them off one by one. And let the fear of God strike deep into their hearts right now. Your plans are brought to naught. You lying devils. You think you're going to rush things. No, 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 no. No! You don't. It is not yet time. And you are not going to do it. We cut you off.
In the name of Jesus.
By the authority of the word of God. Your plans are exposed and they are destroyed. The supporters that you thought were going to support you are going to turn against you now. You are going to begin to collapse from within in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are a house divided against yourself and you will not stand. All your plans are destroyed now in the mighty name of Jesus. Get that dirty slap. Right now, in Jesus' name, you are slapped by the Lord, and your teeth has fallen off. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, bless you, saints. We thank God for every one of you. Continue to enjoy the goodness of the Lord. We'll let you go. Those of you online, we'll see you on Wednesday and also on Friday. And, of course, Sunday morning and Sunday evening. And we'll let you know when the next special meetings are going to be held and who it is that God is going to be bringing to us. And I tell you, they are mighty men of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you and good night. And we'll just say a quick hello to those on Zoom who are not able to be here. But